Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. Amen. This is Pastor Barbara Burris with the Spirit of Truth broadcast, and I'm excited. Today is Friday. Amen. Praise God. And I just want to glorify his name. You know, he's a wonderful God. And out of all the things that we go through in life, our experiences, our testimonies, amen, should always lead back to him, because your eternity didn't get you out of the mess you're in or you were in. Your doctor didn't heal you. Your best friend didn't bless you with what you needed. Amen. Praise God. But it was God always that makes a way out of no way. Amen. I appreciate him. I love him. I thank him for what he's done. Father God, in the name of Jesus, not because of who I am, amen, praise God, people are in the world, but it's all because of you, Jesus, that we are here today. I want to thank you, and I want to give you glory, because we're going through so much, and our biggest enemy is the financial demon, praise God. And he feel like, amen, praise God, if he can stop us from getting the finances that we need, he's in control, so he think. And it stops a lot of things that he would want to stop, so he thinks, amen. But we got a God to sit up high and look down low. And today, I'm going to make a defined definition, amen, praise God, that is debt cancellation, amen, praise God, starting today, for those that believe, because this is a faith walk, amen, and if you believe, you shall receive, and that no weapon formed against you shall prosper, even things that you have encountered and that you have been uncomfortable, amen, and made uncomfortable with through various issues in your life, your family, your children, your job, your marriage, amen, praise God. You can see Satan running today, because that's what I see in the spirit. Amen. He's getting out of your way, because this is the season for blessings. Well, you say, well, amen, praise God, the blessings seem like they don't want to come. But I'm telling you, God is an on-time God. And if you let him work it out, he'll work it for you. He'll work it out, and you won't have to worry about nothing for years. Some people have received unexpected monies in, the mail. Amen. Praise God. Some people have gone and seen more money in the bank account than what it was. Don't know how it got there, but however it got there, amen, praise God, as long as you didn't steal it. Amen, praise God, you all right with God. God is a God that counsels death. Amen, and praise God. This monetary value just didn't start yesterday. Years ago, they used silver and gold, and we use and still use gold and silver, amen, to cover the paper currency. Amen, praise God, that we have encountered, amen, praise God, and we use, amen, in order to pay our debts. So today, amen, if you can believe with your heart and trust God for that miracle, because, see, God work in the supernatural. We looking for him to do something, and we forget all about the supernatural, but God is an on-time God, and he's a supernatural God. Now, the definition, amen, for debt cancellation contracts is that a contract in which a bank, amen, that's what we're dealing with right now. In the olden days, it wasn't a bank, amen, praise God, thank you, Jesus. It was various other ways that they did transactions, praise God, with sheep and goat and horses and cows and land and stuff like that. Well, we use currency. It's called currency. Amen. Praise God. And this currency in the last days, because of the economy, the paper money is depreciating. Oh, but we got a currency that comes from God. And I'm going to tell you all about that. So we thank God, amen, praise God, for letting us, amen, be able to understand what God is telling us. It is a contract in which a bank agrees to cancel all or part of a customer's obligation to pay a loan due to an event such as a death in the family, disability, involuntary loss of employment. So that banker will go in and make a written agreement for all that you owe to the bank to be canceled. Amen. A debt cancellation contract is an alternative to a life insurance. Amen. Praise God. Whereas you might have had a life insurance, amen. Praise God. When you go in and you get that cancellation for something, amen, praise God, it'll cover everything. And see, that's the way God is. God is covering everything concerning your life. He did not only, Jesus did not only come to save, he came to deliver, he came to send the anointing that destroys the debt. Amen, praise God. That destroys the yoke of debt that has been placed upon your life. Amen, praise God. Most people, amen, go around after they lose employment and they end up killing themselves because of the enemy, amen, and what he's doing with the economy today. But you just don't know. All this here is working out for the good of mankind because God is getting ready to send his son, Jesus Christ, back. And we won't have to worry about a lot of stuff and nothing anymore, praise God. And we don't have to worry about it now because once you become a kingdom child and know kingdom principles, you are able to enact on what God is saying and believe it and watch him move in the supernatural. Amen. Praise God. The world is going to need God's help. Amen. And God is able to, through the body of Christ, give them what they need because, amen, we're in crucial times. We're in critical times. We have an alternative, amen, and his name is Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Praise God. So God is going to come in and cancel a lot of y'all's debt. Amen. Praise God. And you say, well, I've been in this stuff for so long, and when is... Well, God ain't got no respect to person. But I'm going to tell you, it's something that God is getting ready to do for his people. Amen. Praise God. And they're going to say, wow, even me, all of my years I've been oppressed and went through so much, and God is doing this for me. And God is going to say, yeah, why? Because I love you. He say, even, praise God, when Jesus, amen, came into the earth realm, one of the things that God had told Pharaoh and various other people that were back in the olden days, that he had bought us with a price, and that price was the blood of Jesus Christ. God canceled the debt, amen, that we owed, amen, through Jesus Christ and his blood. Now, that's powerful. That's supernatural. Well, we said, well, blood paying a price, that's a liquid substance, amen, but we have monetary values. How can that be? The greatest entity in this earth realm today is Jesus' blood. It's more valuable than gold. It's more precious than any silver, or pearls, or diamonds. And it pays redemption. Amen. Praise God. Redeeming us back to Christ. Back to God, amen, where we don't have to worry about it. The bill is paid, praise God. Amen, praise God, and we don't have to get out there and sweat and hustle and do all this kind of things. All we have to do is obey God. Well, with this debt cancellation I'm talking about today, there's a special anointing that's being applicable for it. Amen, praise God. Families are suffering loss and tragedies because of the world system. This government was established by man from Satan. Amen, we have to understand who the enemy is and how God, amen, has come in, stepped in with such a precious, amen, precious thing that he has sent into the world. And I don't say person, because the Holy Ghost is the person that is the anointing. The anointing destroys the yoke. The anointing set the captives free. The anointing heals. The anointing delivers it. The anointing kills and destroys the work that the enemy has tried to place upon us. Well, God, amen, and his kingdom and authority has to provide for us and cancel all our debts. If we say we're the kingdom children, then we got to believe in who God is. You first believe. Amen. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. And when you believe and begin to receive the things that God has purposed for your life by living holy and living righteous, he can't do nothing but bless you. The Bible said it was accounted for Abraham unto righteousness. Amen. By his faith that he stepped out and believed that God was going to give him a gift. What did God do? He gave him a gift. Not only eternal life, but he gave him valuable assets so that he could survive. God knows we have to survive in this earth. Satan knows that we have to survive in this earth. We know that we have to have finances in order to survive. Finances are better than any car, because you can buy if you have finances. Finances is better than any Gucci bag or anything, because that finances will give you what you need. So God knew that. He knew how to take care of livelihood. He's concerned with more than just the salvation alone. He's concerned with keeping you up while you are saved. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. So we are losing, amen, praise God, a lot of our family members through tragedy, through various other things, because of the worldly system. They're going out killing themselves. They're going out doing everything they're big enough to do. But I tell you today, if you stand up on that word, amen, God gonna show you who he is. This government, it has nothing of any value in it, but the way that it's set up, we have to have the money in order to operate. The money is not bad, but the love, the lust after it is what's bad. When you lust after, you begin to go out and sell drugs, you begin to go out and prostitute, you begin to go out and do other things that you shouldn't be doing, and that's what causes the snare. Amen. When we become Christians, we are now under the government of God and his kingdom, authority, his power for, amen, us, amen, and he cancels all debt. Amen. Our natural and spiritual creditors, amen, praise God. We have borrowed from our creditors. Now they want us to pay them back with interest rates, and now literally, amen, praise God, when it all boils down to it, you'll never finish paying your creditors, amen, for the stuff that you have had to have in this world in order to make it, amen, praise God. This walk of salvation take on more roles than we can imagine. We were created a three-part being, body, soul, spirit, amen, and possessing in our functions and purpose of life. We know that the flesh war against the spirit. Amen. The body is cared for by the food, the clothing, the finances. The soul is nourished by the word of God. That gives us comfort. Amen. In knowing that God is, amen, an all-time God, and he can do what he says he's going to do. He ain't no wimp. You can't play with him either. You got to respect him and fear him. But the Bible says you should fear him that can kill the soul and the body. Amen. If the soul is not taken care of, it will cause us to worry, get depressed, stress, anxiety, and sometimes even end up killing, amen, the body, amen, because it cannot manage up under the stress. Amen. We got to have debt cancellation today. The spirit is the worker. It must take care of what we need by obeying the word of God. It must be obedient and able to discern, amen, what is God, amen, and what is of Satan. Once it is attacked, it will destruct itself because of Satan's deception. It works for us and literally to do the will of God. Satan will attack all three parts of us in order, amen, to try to overthrow the will of God. The body suffers when there is no finances to keep it up. The soul will walk in the carnal when there is no word. The spirit cannot do the will of God when the discernment has been damaged. So we as the body of Christ will have to maintain all in order to survive. Jesus paid the price for a three-part, amen, of us, which is the image, amen, praise God, body, soul, and spirit, three parts, amen. We are created in the image and likeness of Father God, amen. I want to talk to you about the supernatural works of God and how he helped us in our lives, praise God, amen. In 2 Kings 4, 1 through 7, now there was a cry. A certain woman of the wives of the son of the prophet unto Elisha or Elijah, saying, thy servant, my husband, is dead, and thou knowest that thy servant did fear the Lord, and the creditors is come to take him, literally take unto him my two sons to be bondmen. Amen, praise God. And Elisha or either Elijah said unto her, what shall I do for thee? Amen. Tell me what hast thou in the house? And she said, thine handmaiden had not anything in the house save a pot of oil. Tell your neighbor you got one thing in the house, a pot of oil, a bottle of oil, a cup of olive oil, which represents the Holy Spirit. He is the worker in this dispensation in the last days in order to perform the will of God and to bring us into where we need to be in order to do the will of God. What person in the earth wouldn't want to be blessed by God? From the beginning, when he told Adam and Eve, he said, be blessed, be fruitful. Multiply the earth and replenish it, increase it, amen, as far as being fruitful, because their seeds were good of righteousness. Then he told Abraham, say, come out, amen, praise God, from an idolatrous nation. Abraham obeyed him, and that was accounted unto him for righteousness, but he was also blessed. And when you bless them, mean that God said, well, all I want to do is just feed my children. All I want to do is clothe them. All I want to do is show them my love in the earth realm. But you cannot be blessed without the anointing. You cannot be blessed without the pot of oil. You cannot be blessed without righteousness, holiness, and truth. You cannot be blessed without God doing the work by way of the Holy Spirit. So Elijah said unto her, amen, praise God, go borrow the vessels abroad from all thy neighbors, even empty vessels, borrow not a few. He said, now what I want you to do, I want you to go and borrow some containers, amen, because I'm getting ready to do an outpouring, a supernatural blessing, amen, praise God. And when thou art come in, thou shalt shut the door upon thee and thy sons. Amen. When you get instructions from God or his servant or his prophet. You need to obey it to the letter. You need to obey it to the fullness, because God works in the supernatural. And the supernatural cannot be interfered with, amen, or tampered with, because God will pull away, amen, and then you have to wait until he come back down again. When, amen, the Holy Spirit come down, he's coming down to do a work. He ain't going to play with you. He's going to do what thus said the Lord, and then he's going to go back where, amen, praise God, amen, he resides in the third heaven with Father God. Yes, he's on the inside of us, and he's going to continue to remain there and do the work as well. But, amen, his spirit, amen, praise God, amen, is literally working both in the heavens and in the earth realm. That's the way he is. Can't explain it no better, but I can rejoice in it, because he's inside of us, and that ain't with man. Amen, praise God, and he's working, praise God, in the heavens for our behalf. Amen, praise God. And so after he told her to do that, he told her, said, now you and your sons go in and shut the door. We need to shut the door when God has given us instructions, and stop telling anybody your business. Stop telling, amen, the pastor, God getting ready to bless me. I've seen it in a vision or a dream, or this, I'm getting ready to see this, and I'm getting ready to see that. Once you speak out the word, what God has given you, the enemy quickly go in and steal that word. Amen. And there you are waiting. I don't know why I didn't get blessed. It's been 20 years and I didn't receive nothing from the Lord. You done spoke it out, and the enemy fighting right against the prophecy that was given to you. And then he told him, and shall pour out unto all those vessels, and thou shalt set aside that which is full. Amen. Now, Elijah said, now, one vessel, one touch of the anointing will begin to increase, because God is a God of increase. He will multiply a thing for you. He will bring it to the fullness. Amen. Praise God. Whereas he will give you enough, praise God, for the creditors. He'll give you enough, amen, to carry out your ministry. He'll give you enough, amen, of that anointing so that you can destroy the yoke that's upon your husband, or your children, or your job, or whatever it is that's a purpose in your life. You won't fail, you won't fall, if you listen to what God is saying. So she went from him and shut the door upon her and upon her sons, who brought the vessels to her, and she poured out. Amen. God is getting ready to pour out like never before, because, amen, you have been steadfast, amen, with him, and he's getting ready to pour out the oil, the anointed oil, that will cut and destroy the works of the creditors that have been oppressing you. Can't buy no furniture, amen, because your bills are so stacked up, you can't even, amen, sit in a comfortable chair. Can't lay on the bed, amen, because every time you lay down on the bed, amen, the worry come about how you're going to pay this bill. So you neglecting Jesus Christ, amen, not paying your tithes, not doing the will of God in order to survive. Amen, I've been there. I know what it's all about. Praise God. I worried till I was almost crazy, amen, but God said, don't you worry about nothing. I sit, amen, praise God, in a house, no furniture, amen, three pots to cook on, praise God, amen, and a bed to sleep on, praise God. Had to put some cinder blocks up on it in order to, amen, praise God, to sleep and to sleep comfortably. Amen, but God, amen, made a way for me. Praise God. God want to make a way for you by an outpouring of the Holy Spirit. You need the oil that will saturate your soul to bring that faith to the fullness, amen, so that you can say, yes, God is El Shaddai. Hallelujah. God is Jehovah Jireh. Amen. Praise God. God God is my provider. God want to cancel the debt, but you got to have that anointing that destroys the yoke, because the debt, amen, would have yoked them two boys up, her sons, amen, praise God, and caused them to be in bondage. We are in bondage when we have been fixed by the devil so that we cannot receive the blessings of God. We are in bondage when we cannot, amen, understand that God can do everything but fail. There is not, amen, praise God, another vessel, this woman said, amen, and the all stayed. You see, when the Holy Spirit come in and he began to do a debt cancellation, you won't get no foreclosures on your house. When the Holy Spirit come in, praise God, you will be able to do the things that are purposed in your house. A lot of them, amen, praise God, walk around today, amen, had to go to charitable places, amen, in order to get clothing, school supplies for their children. But God wants you to take that one vessel of anointed oil that's sitting on that table, and God wants you to pray over that oil and then begin to bless, amen, praise God, and touch things that are in your house and say it. Now I have, amen, praise God, finances to do the things that I have, because God has brought in a debt cancellation. Amen, praise God, and the debt canceller is the Holy Spirit that's able to move, amen, in a supernatural way. I thank God today, amen, praise God, that now that I don't have three pots, but a whole set of dishes. I thank God, amen, because as God has restored me back to my original state by debt cancellation that Jesus paid, amen, on the cross for me, and his blood and anointing, amen, when the Holy Spirit came down, and when Jesus was baptized at the River of Jordan. You see, I'm passing over, amen, praise God, because God has brought in a debt cancellation. The all stayed. The Holy Ghost want to stay with you. The Holy Ghost wanna, amen, abide with you. The Holy Ghost wanna guide and teach you into all truth, so that you will not be under the yoke of bondage anymore. God has sent the Holy Spirit into the earth realm in this last dispensation, amen, to do the things that are purposed, amen, for mankind. And then she came and told the man of God, and he said, go sell all and pay thy debts. Amen, and live thou and thy children for the rest, amen, praise God, hallelujah, of your lives. God is getting ready to do an outpouring, hallelujah. Out of a natural came a supernatural, praise God, blessing. The creditors could not touch, amen, her son, because she obeyed the prophet. The creditors, amen, praise God, could not do anything, amen, to her anymore, because God brought in a debt cancellation. He want to cancel, amen, amen, to death today, praise God. He want to stop the foreclosure on your home today, praise be the name of God. He want to stop the creditors from coming and picking up your automobile, amen, praise be the name of God. Jesus prayed, amen, for us, amen, amen, thank you, Jesus, hallelujah, that we owed. Our deficit was too high. Satan had gotten, amen, hold, amen, praise God, of mankind through Adam and his sin. Our deficit was too high to pay. We could never pay, amen, praise God, what we owe to God. But God said, not only will I come in because you are enemy to me, but I'll come in and set you free. We have the monetary values from God, amen, Son Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit, amen. He paid a ransom for our sins. Nor could any money pay for this, but Jesus' blood, amen, was the only thing that could pay for the man, amen, soul, amen, praise God. For the wages of sin was death, and it's still falling on those that believe. When Adam, amen, fell and lost his spiritual image and likeness, amen, praise God, and righteousness that was of God, our flesh proved to be evil. There is no good thing in the flesh. 2 Corinthians 7 states, that all spiritual, amen, and flesh became defiled. Amen. Having therefore these promises, dearly beloved, let us clean up, amen, ourselves from all filthiness of the flesh and spirit, perfecting holiness in the fear of God. Amen. Because of this woman, Elijah or Elisha, whoever you want to call by, amen, him by, he came in and brought in a debt cancellation. After he prayed to God, that anointed all began to pour into vessels. God want to pour, amen, the anointing into your vessel. And as, amen, you receive that anointing, not only will you receive it, but your husband and your children, amen, praise God. Your home, your car, everything will be anointing. Amen, praise God, by the Spirit of the living God. Let the Holy Spirit move in your life. He will bring in that debt cancellation. Today, I can say I can save a few dollars all because of what the Holy Spirit did to me, what he did for me, how the God that created the heaven and earth moved for me. He's now, amen, praise God, wanting to do all that he can do for you and cancel every debt. Let him cancel it. Go in faith, believing that God can do everything but fail. Go in faith, because that faith will access your destiny. God want to bless you. Let him bless you. Have a wonderful weekend. God bless.